that Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
J. Watt has the sack.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
J.J. Watt with a three-time defensive player of the year.
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Does your brother deserve his first? What do you think?
Throws the pass and batted down by T.J. Watt.
On that table.
Deserved it last year. He's going to get it this year.
Earlier on the show, Steelers defensive tackle Cam Hayward. Eagles tight end Dallas Goedert. Coming up, Pro Football Hall of Famer Tony Dungy. Rams wide receiver Cooper Kupp. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. I'm being very honest with you. It's a chessboard. It's a tapestry. We fit the pieces together. We weave it together. This hour's got a lot. We've got a lot, and I want to fit in your phone calls. Tony Dungy's going to call this program. TJ's big-ass grab bag. We just got that one done. That was a very interesting what-if conversation. Go to our YouTube page for that. We've got Brockman, Sneaky Good Games, Mike Del Tufo's weather report, and also what's more likely, and there's so much to go on as well. And there is my one last gratuitous attempt for this week alone to remind everybody that I am a host and the Oscars.
Well, if one thing needs to be cut, it's that.
That's definitely not. Definitely not. We're going to work it all in. I'm a professional. We're going to work it all in.
You trying to be the Oscars host a full slate of playoff analysis?
By Brockman.
We'll get it all done. It's not an either or.
What's more likely?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
What's you know what? This guy is a revelation. He has been phenomenal this year. He's been terrific ever since being drafted to the Rams in 2017. He completed a triple crown season. Most catches, most touchdown catches, most receiving yards in the league. He is being mentioned as an MVP candidate, and why not? He's playing on Monday Night Football to wrap up Super Wild Card Weekend. He is the pride of Yakima, Washington, now here playing for the Los Angeles Rams. He is none other than All-Pro Cooper Kupp. How are you, Cooper?
Hey, I'm good, Rich. Thanks for having me.
You bet. I hope that introduced. Did I miss anything in it? I mean, you've done so much. I don't think I'm.
My goodness gracious! Yeah, you didn't have to do all that.
Well, maybe. Do you want to host the Oscars too, Cooper? That job's open. I mean, you could do it all. Do you want to do that?
No, I'm all good.
You sure? I mean, it's March. You know, this will be in the part of your off season. You could host the Oscars. Don't you think?
Just enjoy some time with the family.
Okay, there you go. Very good. So, to what do you attribute the remarkable personal success that you've had this year, along with your team? I understand it is a team game. There is no I in Cooper or Kupp. But to what do you owe this explosion that we've seen from you this year?
Man, I mean, I don't know if you can. We'd sit here. We've only got 10 minutes, Rich.
Yes,
I don't know if I have enough time to go through all the people that have been a part of just. Putting together a great year. I mean, like you touched on before, I mean, none of this happens without an incredible group of people around you, incredible football players, receivers more than any other position in the ultimate team game. Receiver relies on the other 10 guys to do their job. Before I can get the ball, everyone else has to do their job. You got O-line that needs to be a block up front, running backs, they got to pick up blitzes. Other receivers, you got to be able to run great routes, be able to draw coverage, be able to do stuff to allow me to do what I do. And that quarterback that can put the ball in the right spot. So, so much credit to the guys that I get to play with day in and day out, and coaches that put us in great spots. from you.
And so, you know, we talk so much in my end of the business about chemistry, and it is such an esoteric thing. But what is yours with Matthew Stafford? Did you have it right away when you first met him as a teammate?
You gotta, it's something you definitely just, it's a growing thing. You got to just continue to collaborate with each other, talk to each other about what you're seeing out there, how you can be more efficient. Just try to be on the same page in terms of how you're seeing coverage and then just how you want to attack it. You know, what kind of things is Matthew like? What kind of throws does he like to make? And, you know, as we kind of have been able to get reps together and kind of talk through those things, it's just continued to grow.
When did that happen? Immediately upon his acquisition by the team? When did that happen for you?
No, I think it's, you know, I think during OTAs, we really get a little bit of a grasp of what that could look like. Right. You know, just, you know, you don't get a ton of reps during a shortened OTAs that we had this year, but I think the time that we spent between being able to talk about things and trying to maximize every rep, even when we're not in there, you know, taking the reps, but we're watching and seeing it together, I think that's made a big difference for us.
And, you know, again, Cooper, I know you're a team guy, so I apologize in advance by asking all these individual, you know, achievement awards that do require a team effort, but you are one of only five guys who received all 50 votes for the first team All-Pro, and you were being mentioned viably at the receiver position as an MVP candidate. What do you think of when you hear that? Just to, maybe as the kid from Yakima. Let's go in that respect right there.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's obviously an incredible honor. The names that you get to kind of see your name beside, I think that's just something I've got so much respect for the guys in this league. The guys that have played in this league are doing it right now at such a high level. But also the guys that have, you know, come before and set the standard in this league and really made this league what it is. You know, I've loved watching football from my earliest years. I love this game and just have so much respect for it. So you know, to be in a place where, you know, I'm able to see my name alongside some of those things, it's an incredible honor, and it's due in no short part to the people I've got around me and the position I've been able to be placed in, and I'm just glad I could be a part of stepping into that role and being able to produce this team.
And I heard one of your answers this year about walking everybody through a play, a big touchdown that you had, you know, the X's and O's, and you knew everything soup to nuts about all of it. And McVay is a guy who remembers everything that he had for breakfast 19 million years ago. What is it like when the two of you guys talk ball, Cooper?
It's fun. It's great being able to dive into kind of the deeper things, the deeper you know, nuances of this game where, you know, you're not talking about just drawing up a pattern or anything like that, but you're talking about attacking individual, individual rules of a defense, individual leverages, and, you know, little things that you see within the schematics of, you know, how one team plays, you know, 33 week, and you can say, hey, this team's playing this a little more matchy, or these hook players are pushing through or whatever it is, but being able to be on the same page of understanding that there's greater details that can be, you know, gone into, that you can, you know, be able to take advantage of things that, you know, sometimes other people can't because you just aren't able to see or kind of get to that level of detail with the amount of time that you have in the course of a week. But just the time that we've spent being able to dive into those things has been a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Cooper Kupp, a few more minutes left with Cooper Kupp of the Los Angeles Rams here on the Rich Eisen Show. The challenge of facing an opponent that knows you, you know them, third time around is what? What do you got for me on that one, Cooper?
Well, obviously, I mean, you put so many reps together now. You know, it's being able to, you know, try to get an idea of what works for them, what kind of things they're going to kind of bring to the table again, you know, what kind of things you might expect to see. You know, I think there's something we said about, you know, going against someone over and over again in terms of individual DBs or linebackers, what have you, getting a feel for how they play the game, but it's in the same way they get to have that same experience with you. And so trying to be ahead of the curve and in terms of, you know, being able to adapt to kind of the changes that you might think they're going to make. And it just adds another layer to this game where, you know, you're really game planning each other, but you got to play off of what you also are expecting them to do, where you know, you've got a lot of reps against them.
What about the idea that they're expecting the Rams to make sure that you're found by Stafford? What about that? That the general sense of playoffs is to remove that from another team's repertoire, and you are that guy, Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's you just have to execute your job to the best of your ability, and being able to identify when teams might want to tilt coverages or do doubles or lend body presence and stuff like that. But we've got so many good receivers on this team, so many guys that can make plays. I think it really makes it a challenge on a defense to do that. You've got Odell and Bam there that can stretch the field, that can do all that stuff. So we've got guys that can. You got guys that can do some really good stuff for us, and makes it tough to try to take one guy out of the game.
Okay, before I let you go, Cooper Kupp, into your Friday, is there any conversation you have at all? You saw what the Bucs did last year. You know where the Super Bowl is this year. You know where you're playing Monday night. You know whose house it is, as they say. So do you have that conversation just openly, like, let's just do this? It happened last year. Let's go back-to-back and winning it all in our home building for the Super Bowl.
I think that's all. Obviously, that's the ultimate goal at the end of the day. You always know that's the pinnacle of this season. That is the ultimate goal of every team that comes in this year. So there's not much talking that needs to be done. I mean, if you have to come in and talk about the fact that you want to play in a Super Bowl, then you probably have the wrong guys in the building. So, we know what we want to accomplish. It's just more of a mentality of taking things a day at a time and trying to win each individual day, each week, and then be able to move forward as those days come, as those weeks come. So kind of a shortened view that just allows us to be focused on the details and stacking blocks and knowing that the ultimate goal, obviously, is to go play that big game in SoFi at the end of the year.
Well, congrats on putting your name in MVP status, man. Congrats on that.
You
are most welcome. It really is amazing to watch. And last one for you. How long do you keep the beard? Is this a playing season thing, or is this a year-round thing?
It'll probably be for the season. I'll have to reflect on that whenever the season does come to an end. I'll reflect on that and see what we end up on.
Okay.
Sure my wife's going to have a big say on that.
I mean, this is, of course, but this is a maintenance thing, it looks like to me, to be very honest. It's a maintenance issue.
It is a maintenance issue, and if she really likes it, I'm willing to put in the time to keep it looking relatively nice.
All right. Well, you let Stafford know I wore a Georgia hat on NFL Network if he's not aware of it, because
yeah,
I'm a Michigan guy.
I'll let him know.
They actually did it, and it wasn't fun. So just let him know I actually came through. Cooper, thanks for the time, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
Let's do this again. You bet. That's Cooper Kupp. There's nobody better right here on the Rich Eisen Show.
MVP.
Monday Night Football.
MVP.
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't win it, a non-quarterback will never win it.
I don't think he's going to win it. What's the vote? Rodgers got
34 to 16.
Yeah, I mean,
34 to
that's
16.
It. Rodgers got 34 votes for all pro quarterback to 16. And that's just him versus Brady.
This guy
right?
got all 50.
Hold on a second. I know that. That's just him versus Brady. It's kind of like a political conversation, right? When it's just there's a third party candidate coming in. How does that vote get split?
Right.
So let's just say 34, like how many of those who voted for Aaron Rodgers over Brady and how many people that voted Brady over Aaron Rodgers are thinking that when you throw Cooper Kupp's campaign in, he's worthy of it? Is it, 9, 10? Would that shorten the 18 vote gap? Like this is a glimpse into how this is going to work.
Is Cooper
Jonathan Taylor thrown in? Does he take one or two? Does he peel away as the sort of the Green Party candidate here?
Is Cooper Kupp more Ross Perot or Ralph Nader?
No, he's
Nader?
The independent.
Ralph Nader.
John Anderson, for those who are of a certain age of the 1980 election. You know what I mean?
This is
the reality of it.
No, he's a super long shot, but
he deserves,
what he did this year was
he is without
remarkable.
A doubt the offensive player of the year in the NFL. And if he does not win that award, and I know what Jonathan Taylor did this year, but Kupp was soup to nuts week one through week 18 off the charts. And he blocks just as well.
Mm-hmm. Does it all.
Then he blocks just as well. And the question is who's going to, the back end of that, if they don't get home on Stafford, that's going to be a tough one. But they've got J.J. Watt coming back.
We think.
He's got to play. If they don't get home on Stafford and Kupp does his business, right?
Long day.
And Sony Michel being added to this is a totally different ball of wax. This is my analysis, snap analysis of Monday night. They got to get home on Stafford.
Cam Akers is back?
They got to get home on Stafford. If they get home on Stafford and also get a couple of picks from Stafford, then they got a really good chance. And then, of course, Aaron Donald, as we all know, he was the one who threw Kyler Murray down on the turf to wrap up the Rams' victory over the Arizona Cardinals last time they faced. I mean, what an all-star cast the Rams have. This is it, man. They've got it. They've got it. They've got it. Odell shows up, too. What if he makes a one-handed grab and all of that stuff? Come on. I can't wait for Monday night. I will be in the host chair for pregame and halftime on Westwood One in that one. 844-204-RICH number to dial. We'll take a break. Tony Dungy when we come back. Also still to come, Mike Del Tufo's weather report.
That's right.
Yeah. You ready to do that? You want to do the weather report? Rich. Let's do that. Yeah. Come on up. You ready?
Yep.
Okay, great.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
What just happened is his weather report. His weather report.
I got to give you
minus eight. It's supposed to be minus eight in Buffalo on Saturday night. So my friends at NetSuite want to remind you to go right now to netsuite.com/rich and get this upgrade that I've been telling you about for days. Look, it's just like you want to make this game-winning putt, this match-winning putt, and your hat falls over your eyes as you're hitting it. That's a problem, right? Poor visibility when you're talking about business, just as bad. Maybe it's because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software. To see the full picture, please upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budgeting, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time while staying well ahead of your competition. Over 28,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And again, for the new year, NetSuite has a new financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/rich. Head to netsuite.com/rich for this special one-of-a-kind financing offer on the number one financial system for growing businesses, netsuite.com/rich. He's a Pro Football Hall of Famer. Love his work on NBC Football Night in America. There's not one but two games coming up this weekend. The first one of Super Wild Card Weekend, Raiders at Bengals, and then the big Sunday nighter, Big Ben and the Steelers taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. Joining us here on the Rich Eisen Show once again is Tony Dungy. How are you, Coach?
Hey, Rich. Doing great. Good to be with you.
You got it. Let's jump into last week real quick before we get to this week and the here and now. Do you think that timeout, so many people making a big deal of Brandon Staley's timeout in that game, do you think that did in fact cause the Raiders to kick a field goal instead of taking the tie for both of them? Do you think that was the case?
No, I absolutely don't. I think Rich Bisaccia was going to do exactly what he did. I think he was going to run one more running play, run the clock down to 2 or 3 seconds, and try a long field goal. If they made it, they win. If they miss it, they tie and go to the playoffs. So I don't think it changed his strategy at all. Now, it may have given him a chance to think about a better running play and doing it differently, but it also gave San Diego or the Chargers, Los Angeles Chargers, a chance to get their run defense squared away. And the end of the day was the run defense of the Chargers let them down the stretch. Had they stopped any of those runs early on in the drive, it would have been a tie game.
The amazing thing is, Tony, like, again, you're a Pro Football Hall of Fame head coach for a reason. And there's so many permutations and scenarios and possibilities when you are a head coach in the NFL, and being able to handle it, you know, at a certain level is how some select few like yourself get to go inside of Canton. Have you ever seen a set of circumstances like that? Ever?
Well, that was difficult. It was different. And I think it did impact Rich Bisaccia's strategy. Now, number one, you want to make the playoffs. So he had the score tied. He knew he was in. But he also knew this. If we tie this game, we're going to Kansas City. We've lost to Kansas City a couple of times by big scores. If we win this game, not only do we go to Cincinnati, but we've got a higher seed. So if crazy things happen, we have a chance to play a lower-seeded team at home. So I think he did exactly what the circumstances dictated. Make sure you don't lose. Make sure we stay in the playoffs. But we want to win this game.
Tony Dungy here on the Rich Eisen Show, and now it's the Steelers against the Chiefs. What's your assessment of this game, knowing Tomlin as you do? Do you think he's playing the nobody believes in us house money card to the hilt?
Oh, absolutely. And it reminds me, Rich, so much of 2005. We had a great team in Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
We played the Steelers in December and beat them 26-7. It wasn't a close game. We dominated, all facets of that game. And miraculously, Pittsburgh comes around. They win a couple of games at the end. They beat Cincinnati when Carson Palmer gets hurt. They come back to us. Nobody's giving them a chance. Same scenario, same stadium, playing us again. They totally outplayed us in the playoff game. And so I think, Ben Roethlisberger was there. He's going to build on that. Mike Tomlin knows that. And, yes, the great thing is we'll make some adjustments. What kind of adjustments will they make? They certainly have to think they're going to beat us. Kansas City has to think that. We're going to use that to our advantage. So I think it's going to be a great game.
Did you ever ask Tony Dungy, did you ever ask Nick Harper why he cut back allowing Ben to tackle him? Did you ever have that conversation with him in that game?
It's a crazy story, yes.
Okay.
Now, we practice those situations. We practice staying on the sideline, using your blockers, outrunning people. I know Nick, if he had to do it again, he would stay outside. He got injured before the game, day before the game, hurt his knee, and I think he really thought he couldn't outrun Ben Roethlisberger, and that's why he broke it back. And 99 times out of 100, he would have stayed straight up that sideline, outrun Roethlisberger, and we probably would have won the game.
Mm. I'm sure you don't like talking
crazy
about it, but I appreciate you do.
Hey, but I'll tell you that another story, Rich.
Yeah.
We got stopped on fourth down at like our 10-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thinks the game's over. I told Gary Brackett, the only chance we've got now, Gary, we've got to cause a fumble. Gary Brackett went out there and put his helmet on the ball on Jerome Bettis and knocked the ball loose. And I'm thinking, when that ball came loose, I'm thinking, we're going to win this game. Gary did just what we needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
It was a crazy, crazy, crazy game.
Yeah, and of course
we got back in the game with we challenged an interception by Troy Polamalu that was, I promise you, 100 out of 100, it's an interception. But it was that Calvin Johnson hit the ground. Troy caught it, rolled over, got up and celebrated and dropped the ball, and they said he didn't complete the catch. And so if we had won the game, I would have felt bad about it because we benefited from a challenge that I didn't really believe in.
Pro Football Hall of Famer and NBC Sports Tony Dungy joining me here on the Rich Eisen Show. Which road team, let's throw the Niners out, unless you want to throw them in there, go ahead. Which road team do you think has the best opportunity to shock everybody and come up with a W?
I really think three road teams are going to win this week out of six. I don't know which they are. We've seen so much up and down. This field is wide open. Of course, you could easily see New England going to Buffalo. You guys talked about the weather report. Hey, maybe it's a cold game again. If Buffalo can't throw, that really hurts them, and it benefits New England. San Francisco, I think, has the ideal situation. They've got a power running team. Dallas is a great, fast defense. They fly around. They force turnovers. But can they hold up if they pound the ball and run straight at them? And Nick Bosa already said, hey, we think we can generate a pass rush on these guys. We think we can come after Dak Prescott. So that one, I think, is going to be good. The Raiders, our Saturday game on NBC. The Raiders, that first game was a lot closer than people think. Raiders had the ball going in the fourth quarter with a chance to make it very, very interesting. And they throw an interception. It ends up being a blowout. But that game was a one-score game for 55 minutes. So I think every team, every visiting team, I think, has a chance, even the Eagles. The Eagles I would give maybe the least chance because I think Tom Brady is going to be surgical against that pass defense. But I think every road team has a chance.
What is the challenge, though, coaching against a team that you've already seen twice, though? You know what I mean? We got that Monday nighter. You got so much in that regard. So
the challenge, I think the team that loses really has the advantage because you are forced to make changes. You do things differently. If you won that earlier game or two earlier games, you say, why should I change? That would look dumb. What I did worked. So you kind of have a tendency to sit there and do what you did. The other team makes some little tweaks, and they have a little bit of advantage, I think. So I never like to play a team in the playoffs that you already beat in the regular season.
Tony Dungy, Pro Football Hall of Fame coach, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. I know there's so much that goes into it, ownership, whether you like the general manager who is there or you need to be hired by a GM you've never met, or you are a coach who obviously has the ability to say, I want this person at my side for personnel. Is there a quarterback already there? So on and so forth. But which current opening in the NFL do you think is the most attractive?
Well, you have to look at Jacksonville because you've got that franchise quarterback. Trevor Lawrence, everybody in the draft thought he is ready to go. He's legitimately there. So that's fitting there. And this kind of reminds me of the Dallas Cowboys of the late 80s, where they drafted Troy Aikman. Then they had a bad year, Jimmy's first year. They win one game, and now you've got another draft class that comes in with that franchise quarterback. So I would love, if I were in it, I would love to go to Jacksonville, say my quarterback's there. Now I'm drafting to fill some needs. I've got some young talent already there. In 3 years, we could be dynamic.
And, of course, you go to the place where they don't require you to fly home with the team, right? Is that what you?
Yeah, that's another benefit.
That's another benefit.
You can travel at your own will, at your own leisure.
I mean, it's just been a wild year. Certainly, you know, on that reference I made to Urban Meyer, and then the surprises. I mean, Brian Flores fired in Miami, and then I kind of thought David Culley did everything that was asked of him. What did you make of those two firings, Tony Dungy?
Here's what I make of it, and I could be wrong. Brian Flores, it obviously wasn't about record. They're getting better. They're winning games. They had a seven-game winning streak this year, so it's not about performance. Something else was going on there, and I don't know what that is. But then I think that spurred step two. The GM at Houston is familiar with Brian Flores. He's got a New England way of doing things. And all of a sudden, this coach that I didn't think was available is now available. That leads me to make this decision on David Culley. I can get a guy who's a good coach from a system that I know, who I've worked with, and we can work together. I would be shocked if Brian Flores isn't in Houston in 2 weeks.
Okay. So right now, as you and I are talking, though, there's only one man of color who's in a position of a HC, and it's Mike Tomlin. What adjective do you use to describe this? Alarming, concerning, disappointing, or transitory? What do you want to – what word would you use, Tony?
It's really been an up-and-down situation, and now we're in a down cycle, and I'm going to put the head on the NFL. We're hearing these names mentioned, and you hear Brian Flores, he's going to be mentioned, and you're hearing Jim Caldwell and Leslie Frazier and Todd Bowles and Byron Leftwich, and we've heard Eric Bieniemy for a long time. Well, we've got six openings now. Let's see what happens. And if we end up with just one African-American coach at the end of this cycle, then it is going to – you're going to have to say, wait a minute, this isn't a coincidence.
So what is it? Tony? What do you owe it?
The NFL, it's a crazy business, and it's 32 people making their own individual decisions. And I'm not sure why Brian Flores isn't still a head coach in Miami. I can tell you it doesn't have anything to do with race. It doesn't make sense. You aren't firing Brian Flores because he's black. You hired him, and he's winning. He's starting to deliver for you. So something else is going on. Now, there are some other places where I think, yes, some African-American coaches have gotten overlooked because people, they aren't looking for them. They've got – Jacksonville's a great example. I promise you, last year, Urban Meyer was the guy they were going after. Doesn't matter who they interviewed, who was good, Urban Meyer was their guy. Well, there is some of that. And, you know, at one time, that was me. I was Jim Irsay's guy. And when I got fired, he was going to hire me. It so happened I was black, so that was one in the African-American coaches column, but he was going to hire me no matter what. And that happens, and that's okay. But we've got to get the league as a whole. We've got to get everybody to look at all of these candidates and make good decisions. Don't just focus in on a guy and say, that's our guy. Evaluate everybody and find the best candidates. Do what Dan Rooney did 15 years ago with Mike Tomlin. Search, explore. Dan Rooney had four guys on the staff at that time who were going to be tremendous head coaches: Ken Wisenhunt, Dick LeBeau, Bruce Arians, Russ Grimm. And he said, I could pick one of these guys and nobody could complain about it. But you know what? I'm going to go out and look. I've got a formula. I like young defensive coaches that can be with me for 15 years. So that's what I'm going to look for. And he ended up finding Mike Tomlin. And that's what we've got to encourage these owners to do. Get your blueprint and then go out and look. Don't just hire the biggest name or the first person that comes to mind. Go search.
And how many times does your phone ring? Anybody still kicking the tires to see you?
Believe it or not, I have talked to a couple of people. And believe it or not, my wife hung that phone up.
in like the past week or so? Or like
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Your wife hung the phone up. Is that because
she made me hang it up?
Okay, because why? She knows done. That if you hear it out, what you might actually entertain. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, and I probably wouldn't. I'm 66 years old. I've been out of the game 12 years, and there are a lot of great coaches out here that will be able to do the job for years to come. And I think that's what people should be looking for.
Tony Dungy, before I let you go, who did you say before the season was going to make the Super Bowl? What was your preseason prediction?
You know, I said the same thing that I'm saying now. I don't know. I always bet against the team that won it last year because I think it's so hard to repeat. Mm-hmm. But I just do not see a team that's playing consistent football that I would say, you know, those guys are going to go. I would, if we see four road teams win this week and see four upsets, it wouldn't surprise me at all.
Well, and then it benefits a team that's not playing this weekend, like the Packers. You don't think they're playing consistent enough football? Rodgers and Adams look like they're on a different planet, like they're connected, and the run game, and they're getting healthier on defense, you know? Like, you don't look at them and say they're the team to beat?
They are, but I saw a loss to Minnesota by them that surprised me. And you know, I've seen Tennessee play and win these games, but I saw them in a three-point game at Houston last week with the number one seed on the line. So I think those two definitely have an edge because they only have to win two games to get there, but I would not make them prohibitive favorites.
Well, Tony, I love talking to you. Thanks for the insight. I'm also honored, I'll say it this way, honored that when I called, your wife didn't take the phone and hang it up. So I'll take that as a compliment.
She knows Rich Eisen on the caller ID, so she won't hang that up.
Okay, I'm just that I'm relieved too that didn't happen. So thanks for the call, Tony.
Thank you, Rich. Great to talk to you.
Yeah, you bet. Have a great weekend of broadcast. That's Tony Dungy. You got two calls. Yeah, man. YOLO. I'm going YOLO on him. I'm going YOLO on Cower. I'm going YOLO. Oh, yeah. Can you imagine your team that says, here's our next coach, Tony Dungy? What? Okay. Free agents flock. Players listen. Oh, yeah. Here's our next coach of the New York Giants. What? Okay. Looks like they got it right. Oh, wait a minute. Bill Cowher, next coach of the New York Giants. How would Giants feelings feel about that one? No, I don't know, Brockman, you make that face. Have they been out of the game or whatever? You never know.
It's, yeah, it's not the direction I would go, but I understand what you're saying.
Oh, I would do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Then again, you know the way I would go. And I say it all the time, and I have no idea if it's possible. Blank check, David Shaw. Here it is. That's it. That's my choice. David Shaw. I know I'm not going to sit there for a single second and have him say something to the media that's going to make my phone ring. I know for a split sec he's going to have players totally, totally buying what he's selling. So, at any rate, let's take a break here and sneak in as many calls as we can. What's more likely?
Let's go.
You've got a playoff edition of What's More Likely.
One for each game. Let's do it.
One for each game. So there's six entries of What's More Likely. Do not miss it. That's coming up.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial.
Okay, injury news. Clyde Edwards-Helaire out.
He's out, yeah.
Out.
Okay.
Tyreek Hill, Darrell Williams expected to play per Schefter, barring setback.
Okay. All right.
There you go.
Here we go, man. Uh-huh. Fire up the NFL Films music, please. Let's get What's More Likely right here. A special super wild card edition of What's More Likely. I will tell you what I see in my figurative crystal ball. Christopher, what do you have over there?
Okay, first up, this is going in order of the game. So as we know, first up, Raiders, Bengals. What's more likely, more Derek Carr turnovers or Ja'Marr Chase 50-plus yard touchdown?
I'm going to go Chase 50-yard touchdowns.
Oh.
That's what I'll do. That's what I'll go on that one. I think this one's going to be an offensive
tilt. Like a lot of points in this.
I kind of got that sense of things. I think that we're going to see a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think so too.
This sounds like a fun football game. I'll go with Ja'Marr Chase 50-yard touchdowns over Derek Carr turnovers. He's been locked in this last month, brother.
This is a good start to the weekend.
Okay.
I think it's going to be great.
Okay.
The capper Saturday night, New England and Buffalo, as Del Tufo so expertly told you, it's going to be cold. So, yeah.
Cold.
What's more likely? A higher number of touchdowns scored in the game or the temperature at kickoff? What's higher? Touchdowns in the game,
Temperature at kickoff. You might even be able to go with feels like is more than the touchdowns in the game.
Negative?
No.
Oh, I see. I think opposite. I think it's going to be a high scoring
game. Yeah, I think it's going to be a high scoring game.
No.
Yeah, I go with the other.
No, I'll go the opposite. I'll go temperature at kickoff. You think there's going to be 9 touchdowns in the game if it's 8 degrees at kickoff?
I think there's going to be a lot of points.
Really?
I do.
Okay.
The cold doesn't affect really how you play or the score. It's the conditions. It's the rain. It's the wind.
Yes. I think it's the cold, too. It's going to be so freaking cold.
Dallas Gardner just said, cold doesn't matter. You can stay warm in the NFL now. Hand warmers, the electric benches, and the helmets.
Yes, bring your own benches. BYOB in the NFL now.
I think a lot of points. Yeah. A lot of points in Buffalo.
All right.
All right, let's go to Sunday. Eagles, Bucks, I got some stats here, okay? The Eagles average 181 yards per game in their wins this year. 6-3 this season when they rush for 150 yards or more.
So 181 rush yards, not total yards.
Rush yards. Rush it. On the ground, they really get it done. Yes. So what's more likely? Eagles, 150-plus rush yards as a team, or big day from Gronk, 6-plus catches and a touchdown.
Yeah, Gronk.
Last 2 weeks, Gronk has had 7 catches, hasn't gotten the end zone.
Yeah, Gronk. I'll take Gronk. I have a feeling this is going to be like a Jalen Hurts game. It's going to look ugly to start, and it's going to get close late, and Gronk's going to have a day. Right. And then it'll be like Brady right around the third quarter, pedal to the metal, and then this thing will be done. That's the way. Thank you very much. And Gronk likes that choice. I'll take Gronk over the rush yards.
I like it.
Okay.
I think Gronk has a good game, too.
Okay.
And I agree with you, Rich. Close game.
Okay.
All right. This is for you, TJ.
We're halfway home of super wild card.
49ers.
Weekend, what's more likely?
Cowboys. The disrespect for Jimmy G is so real. Jimmy G, multiple TD passes, or Micah Parsons, multiple sacks.
Oh, Micah Parsons, multiple sacks. Oh, yeah. I think, by the way, can I go with both?
Possible.
What's more likely? I'll go
possible.
With, you told me what's
make
more
likely?
Make a decision. Micah Parsons, multiple sacks.
Get your damn act together.
You know what, man? It's a tough sport for first-time quarterbacks in the playoffs. Jimmy G obviously not one. But it's a different animal for first-time defenders rushing the passer. It's still just fingers in the dirt, go hunt. And I can't wait to see this game. This is fascinating to me. I will take Micah Parsons multiple sacks over Jimmy Garoppolo multiple touchdowns. I think they're going to run it. They're going to try and run it down the Cowboys' throat. I think that's the one way to – how do you keep Jimmy G upright? You just run somebody past Micah Parsons, you know, and use maybe Micah Parsons' speed against him.
Exactly.
Throw you know what I mean?
Him,
like, you know,
run at him.
I kind of can't wait to see this whole thing.
There's also Randy Gregory and Tank Lawrence out there, too. So.
All right, it's a deep roster. George Kittle said he sees all stars at every position.
Not just Mike, though.
Okay. Odds this is the best game of the weekend?
I can't wait for it. That was number one for me. As you know, I ranked this 6-1.
I think you're right. All right, Steelers and Chiefs finish off Sunday night. Simple on here. Steelers keep it close. What's more likely? Steelers keep it close. Or Travis Kelce goes over 100 yards. Now, Kelce is second all-time, tied with Michael Irvin and Julian Edelman, with 6 100-yard games in the playoffs.
Kelce.
Second to Jerry Rice, of course.
Kelce tops 100 yards.
Steelers keep it close. Kelce tops
100 yards. Yeah, Kelce tops 100 yards.
Never say never, but never.
I appreciate that, Coach Tomlin. But you say, what's more likely? I gave you the more likely. Kelce tops 100 yards. Although he left that Saturday game a little dinged up.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yep.
So, I think it's Kelce tops 100.
All right, and Monday night, Cardinals, Rams right down the road at SoFi. What's more likely? Kyler Murray, 3-plus total touchdowns, or Cooper Kupp, 100-plus yards and a score. Oh. Rams, 8-1 this season when Cooper Kupp goes over 100 yards.
Kupp over 100 yards, I'm telling you, first-time quarterbacks in the playoffs, it ain't easy. And I know Murray's a different beast, and I know Murray played games, you know, at high levels in Oklahoma and stuff like that, but Kupp, man.
Also, Kyler Murray really has struggled in his 3 years against the Rams. 1-5, only 7 passing touchdowns to 6 interceptions, has been sacked 18 times.
And with all due respect to how the Cardinals will try and game plan Cooper Kupp and try to defend him, whoever that person or combination of people are, do not equal Aaron Donald, who is the one who can personally make sure Murray does not do what you have asked, if it's more likely. So, there you go. We'll see how right I am.
There we go.
Let's go 6-6. Let's go 6-6. Phone lines. Seth in Indianapolis has been hanging on forever. What's up, Seth?
Hey, Rich. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to talk about the MVP race.
Go for it.
Yeah, so despite an amazing season by Cooper Kupp and Jonathan Taylor, despite what votes are cast or who wins what award, one player is clearly the most valuable player of this league. Tom Brady leads his supposed opponent by 1,200 yards and 7 touchdowns. He carried his team through an injury-ridden defense, ranked 31st against the pass through the first 8 weeks, and took his team to their best record in franchise history against tougher opponents than Rodgers. When a team has a bad defense, you can't just play ball control football because the opponent will just score on you more often than not. Tom Brady didn't have a strong defense and 2,000-yard from scrimmage running backs to fall back on and let him make the easy throws. The MVP race shouldn't come down to which kicker made a field goal against the Saints and which didn't, or when those games happened in the season. The MVP race shouldn't come down to who played the Rams' backups on defense due to COVID and who played the starters. If the MVP is efficiency stats award, Kirk Cousins is your 2021 NFL.
Seth in Indianapolis, coming with receipts and numbers like pro. You can follow Seth at PFF Seth right there. Thank you very much.
Appreciate
the call,
that.
Seth. I mean, that's very well thought out right there.
I appreciate that.
But how can Brady be the MVP if he's targeting people because he doesn't want Antonio Brown to get his bonus?
It's even more reason then, because he's cutting off a potential
point.
Receiver.
Right? So, I mean, what a jerk Brady was. I mean, Antonio had every right to look at Tom Brady and say, Tom, what are you doing, man?
Is this your boy?
Yeah, throw it to your boys.
Is that your boy? Yeah, we both work for the Bucks.
Brady was the one I voted for with Peter King.
That's my man right there.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Daniel in New Hampshire, I've got about a minute for you. What's up, Daniel?
Hi, Rich. Yeah, I'm here at Dartmouth College. I've been listening to you in middle school.
Dartmouth.
What's going on?
Yeah, so I want to talk to you about the New York Football Giants. I mean, as you've seen, they've decided to blow everything up. You know, they allowed Gettleman to retire. They fired Joe Judge. So my question is twofold. One, what do you think is going to happen to Danny Dimes? Do you think he's going to stay at the team? And two, do you think if he doesn't, that a trade to Pittsburgh makes sense? I mean, he had the best line he'd ever had in his career. He'll have a running back who's actually on the field most of the time. You know, he'll have more than 2 seconds before he has to throw the ball in the pocket sometimes. And we saw his rookie season. He had time. He led all rookie passers, including Kyler Murray and other quarterbacks we laud now. So what do you think he could do with
Tom? Well, I just don't know if Danny Dimes has any trade value. First of all, he's hurt. We're hoping he can they're saying he can hit – he can be hit again and take contact again in August. That's how serious of his injury is. So the Giants are going to have to figure that one out. And he's got contractual control. The question is do you pick up his fifth-year option? I don't think they do. They just let him play this thing out, and then you figure out who your new general manager and coach is and what the next step is, or if you could just go ahead and make a big, huge-ass trade for one of these veterans that are on the market. And I appreciate the call. And I also don't think – and thank you for calling from Dartmouth. I also don't think Steelers fans, once the Big Ben career ends and all the dust settles, will be like, oh, yes, let's go get that guy from the Giants who didn't do – squat.
Diddly.
And who's also banged up. And that's the guy that we're going to start, who has only one more year of contractual control after all this and an insane amount of money rate. Like Danny Dimes, the Steelers, is an interesting, you know, just supposition for something like this. But I don't think that's the way they'll go. And that's part of what Sunday night's going to be about, too. Certainly, if it is not a competitive game, that's what Al and Chris are going to spend the fourth quarter talking about, is what's next. But what if? Those are the three words of Super Wild Card Weekend. But what if? Thanks for taking in this show. Thanks to Cooper Kupp and to Kobe Dean and Tony Dungy and Dallas Goedert and Cameron Hayward. On Peacock, Chris Brockman will give you sneaky good games. For everyone else, chat Monday.